everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. The United States is beginning to suck, everybody. I don't know if you notice it. But too much regulation, too many taxes. We're overworked. This country works harder than any other country in the world. You know, in France, they take August off. They take, still take siestas down in Mexico. You know, close up shop for a couple afternoons, or a couple of hours in the afternoon, and enjoy yourself. You know, you got guys working, listening right now, who are working 6 or 7 days a week just to get by. And you're missing out on, you know, raising the kids or having any fun in life. And that's why you see, and this happened to a friend of mine, I think he's 47 years old. In December, he had a major stroke. You know, you start to hear about that nowadays. The guys that are 34, 35 years old, 40 years old, have heart attacks or major strokes. Never heard about that before. Never, ever. And it's the stress. It's getting everybody. You don't know whether you're going to keep your job, whether your home's going to be foreclosed on, whether you're going to have enough money to pay for health insurance for the kids, the education. And that stress will just kill you. You know, you work 20 or 30 years. And then what do you got in your bank account? 15 grand, 20 grand, lasts you 2 months, then you're broke. Way too many rules, way too many regulations to enjoy yourself anymore. Let's talk to a Vince in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey.
Hey, pretty good. Hey, let me tell you, I think you're a little bit wrong when you say the United States sucks, you know. I think this is the best country to live in. I come from Cuba, a communist country. If you were in Cuba right now, you would not be able to say anything that you're saying online, on the radio right now. And they will put you in jail so fast.
I know. But, dude, listen, there's got to be, I mean, you're right. This place is better than Cuba. The United States is better than Cuba. All right? But it is not the same country it was in the 70s or even the 80s. You know, again, you're walking around or in your car. And I do this every time. I get my car and I forget my earpiece. So I'm talking on the cell phone. And I think that's even more dangerous because now I'm looking around for cops instead of just driving and on the phone. Now I'm looking around to see if I'm going to get pulled over and get a ticket for this. It's crazy. We're all running around like we're, you know, convicts that have just escaped from the state pen. And we're just on a goddamn cell phone. I mean, you literally have a cell phone in your hand and you're on it. And you're running around, you know, trying to avoid cops like you have a murder warrant out for yourself. It's the worst. Sal in Altadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how you doing,
man? All right, man.
I could hear in your voice, man. You're frustrated, man. I understand, and I have to agree with you, man.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, it is, man. I totally agree with you, and I kind of feel bad for you because I myself, I come, you know, I was born in Mexico, and I grew up here, though.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you still know people in Mexico?
Oh, yeah, I go there all the time.
How often do you hear about a guy in Mexico who's 38 and has a heart attack or a stroke?
It rarely happens. Now, and, you know, I do believe Mexico now is what, like, the United States used to be back in the 50s. Where, a couple years ago, I went over there.
Can you smoke in a bar in Mexico?
You can smoke in a bar, and there could be pregnant women there, and nobody will say anything.
Can you smoke on the beach in Mexico?
You can smoke anywhere. You can smoke in church if you want.
Do you have to have a seatbelt on in Mexico?
No. No, you actually get tickets for having seatbelts in Mexico.
You should.
If you don't have a beer while you're right. driving in Mexico and you're not wearing a seatbelt, then you do get a ticket. You could do all that,
right.
you know?
Can you drive around Tijuana with a beer in your hand?
Oh, yeah. You probably could do that, but they might want to take advantage and just, you know,
right.
give them $5-$10 and you'd
well,
be okay.
You know what? Then I think Mexico is the call because my daughter is like a Mexican magnet.
Okay.
Every time we go to any store, Vons or, you know, Gelson's or Home Depot, it's always the Mexican men and the Mexican women that, you know, that ask her how she's doing and make her feel good. It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they love kids.
I have to tell you this, though. It's beginning to start where you do, you have a couple of Americans and white people moving down there, and they're wanting to start regulating things like they have here.
Oh, the white people want to destroy Mexico like they destroyed the United States?
Yeah, well, kind of. No, I'm not necessarily saying destroying, but regulate it.
Yeah, but why? They, you know, the Mexicans should do is just decapitate them.
No, well, you know what? I think some of the people down in Mexico are in favor of the wall to keep the white people out.
Good.
So that they don't regulate Mexico like they have over here.
Absolutely. I think that wall should have, you know, there should be another wall, an electric wall on the United States side. And anybody who wants to go to Mexico and start regulating, they should cut their heads off and throw them back over the wall.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, Christ almighty, I bet you don't have to have a helmet on when you're, you know, 5 years old riding a bicycle in Mexico.
Or a motorcycle, you know. It defeats the purpose of having a motorcycle. You have a motorcycle to let the wind, you know, run through your hair.
That's exactly right.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm moving to Mexico, dude. Maybe not Tijuana, but Mexico.
No. You want to stay away from TJ. You want to stay away from where there's already white, because, you know, some parts of Mexico, it's like they got Century 21 houses for sale. They got,
where is the nicest part of Mexico that's closest to the San Diego border?
Oh, that's a tough question. See, because I'm more from the central part of Mexico.
Whereabouts?
Near Guadalajara.
Oh, yeah. A lot of great tequila down there, huh?
Oh, that's where it comes from.
Love that tequila down there, yeah.
Yeah, and they love it because there's a lake, and you have a white community around there. So,
Tim.
Yes, man.
I'm sorry.
You're just talking to Sal, man.
I know. I'm sorry. And Sal's great. You know, I'm a big fan of Sal.
Right.
And usually I'm a big fan of you, but really with this?
With what?
Tim. Oh, yeah, the tequila. It's also, I mean, come on.
Wait a minute. Don't they have great tequila where you're from?
Yes, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, please, Tim, get out of here, baby.
You know what?
Just talking to this guy.
I'll meet you in the parking lot
right
now.
All right, get out of here. All right, Sal, thanks for calling, man.
Take it easy, man.
All right. Gina thinks that's my only move when I talk to Mexicans is they got great tequila down there.
You know, he happens to be a part
of Mexico that has great tequila. So,
Tim, what part of Mexico does not have great tequila?
I don't know. Got to get down there. Octavius in L.A., you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's his name again?
Conway
Octavius.
Jr., man.
Yeah, what's up with you, dude?
Hey, man, I'm the guy that was in Century City Hospital a year ago.
Oh, motorcycle accident?
Yeah, that was me.
I remember you.
So, hey, let me tell you why the USA sucks.
All right.
You could live in a country with total totalitarianism where you cannot speak about the government, where they chop your nuts off for adultery, they chop your hands off for stealing,
right,
and you could still walk across the street anytime you want.
Right. Yeah, without getting a jaywalking ticket.
Yeah, and like sometimes I'm here, man, and I feel like it is a constant struggle to stay out of jail.
It absolutely is. And you know what? I've never been in jail, but I constantly worry about going to jail with all these regulations.
Yeah, it's like you get a ticket, then you get another ticket, then you can't register your car.
Right.
Now you're getting a ticket every day because you don't have a driveway. And your car's out on the street,
right,
and then you get the boot, and then it's $800, and then you get a warrant, and then it's just like...
Yeah, they really, you know, they start picking on certain people. All right, we got a bad connection with you, Octavius, but we appreciate the call. All right, the United States, completely overregulated. It is not the same country as I grew up in the 70s. And it was a lot more fun. It was a lot more loose. It was, even in the go-go 80s, it was great. But now in 2009, with all this regulation and what you can and can't do, everybody drives around like, you know, every time you see a cop, you figure you're going to get arrested for something or a ticket for something. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Leave us the hell alone. Let's talk to Ian in Newport Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
All right, what's up with you? What do you think caused all this crap?
Well, the cause of the failure of any empire is the cost of war. So the Iraq war has put us into near bankruptcy. If you look at history, the United States has been a world power since World War II. In the first part of that century, the biggest world power was England.
So you think the war in Iraq destroyed this country?
I think that it is taking us down.
How do you explain England, France, Greece, and Greenland, all these other countries that went broke that weren't involved in the war at all.
Well, they are subjugated to the American economy. The American economy drives the world. And if you look, even China now is in difficulty. But
do you believe in global warming?
No.
Good for you. All right. I was going to hang up on you if you did.
But if you look at empires throughout history,
right.
In the 18th century, what were the world powers? Spain and France and England. England survived, but Spain and France were destroyed by the cost of war.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're onto something there. Maybe that's killed
looking
us.
Back further, the Roman Empire was destroyed by the cost of war. The same
right.
with the Greeks.
But let me ask you something. You seem to be an intelligent young man. How old are you?
I'm 48.
48. And a little older than I am.
I'm not young.
So you remember the time, like you and I grew up in the same era, in the in the 70s.
70s, yeah.
Where you could do anything you like, and you never worried about getting a ticket or going to jail.
Nope.
You know? You could drink on the beach. If you get caught drunk driving, they give you a ticket. If you didn't pay your spousal support or your child support because you missed a month because you're out of job, they don't, throw your ass in jail. I mean, so many things you can go to jail for nowadays that it's not like the old days where you had to be like a criminal to go to jail. You can just be a decent guy and get caught up in a couple of mistakes and you're treated like a common criminal.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I was pulled over in Chatsworth by this cop who treated me and my daughter like dog ass. And I've never gotten a ticket. I had no tickets. I've never gotten a ticket, I believe, in the San Fernando Valley in the 45 years I've lived out there. And, the one time I do get a ticket for a U-turn, the cop treats me like a complete a-hole. And my daughter as well. Treats us like, criminals and pigs.
Well, the local governments and the state government are feeling the squeeze because of the cost of the military. They're not getting their income, so they've got to find it somewhere else. So they're going out to be.
I think that might be part of it, but I think also that while California experienced a great business boom and the housing boom earlier in this decade, that they didn't put any of that money away.
They
wasted it like a drunk sailor would.
Yep, they're like most people. They're living on paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, they got to cut a lot of that crap out. You always hear about. Macy's losing 7,000 employees, Home Depot closing up stores. But I've not seen the big list of the government firings or how many people the government's going to lose.
No.
And they don't. They keep paying people, but they're not going to give me my tax return or you yours.
That's right.
Yeah, it sucks. When's the Mayflower coming around again, and where are we going?
I think we're heading for outer space.
But where is the next move? I mean, the move was from Europe, back in the 1700s and the 1800s and 1900s, come to the United States. But now where is the move? I mean, is it to South America?
I think a lot of people have moved there already, but I think they're feeling the pain there, too, because, again, when America sneezes, the world catches a cold.
Well,
in this case, pneumonia.
If the Mexican government was smart, they would run ads in the United States commercials saying, are you tired that you can't talk on a cell phone? You can't drink in a bar? You can't smoke in a bar? You need to wear a helmet if you ride a bike? Are you tired of all that crap? Come to Mexico, man, and enjoy yourself like you did back in the 70s. If that ad ran on this station or on TV, you would get millions of people moving to Mexico.
That is probably true.
Yeah, it should be smart and do that. All right, Ian, thank you for calling. You're a bright guy, so we're going to give you something here.
All right.
What do you got here? How about a family four-pack of tickets to the Stater Brothers 300 at the Auto Club Speedway?
That's great.
All right, hold on 1 second. It's in Fontana, Saturday, the 21st of February. Get tickets at autoclubspeedway.com. I know a lot of people think I'm kidding, but if Mexico ran some ads or even, just publicize the fact that you could live like it was 1970 again, if you just moved to Mexico, they would have millions of people running over that border. That fence would have to be much higher, and the spikes would have to be on the U.S. side. Because it really, it's great to go to another country where you have all this freedom. I think Mexico is the move. Let's talk to Lewis in Orange on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, it's my first time calling, bro. I love the show.
Ah, thanks for phoning, man.
You know, you remind me of Howard Stern a lot, man. I should put you in the morning. Get rid of that jerk, Adam Carolla.
Oh, please.
Adam. Nice job, retard.
Hey, Lewis, please. All right, Lewis, so what do you think? You think I'm on the money here? You think I'm way off?
No, you're on the money, and I'm just sick and tired of what this country's doing to us.
I can't believe that you have to wait 2 weeks to get a handgun to protect your family. I mean, what the hell? What kind of regulation is that?
Done, but I'm just, I think you're a little going crazy with that one, but. I mean,
no, listen to me. If somebody is threatening your family, you got kids, and somebody says, you know, I'm going to kick your ass, I'm going to, you know, bust into your house, and you can't afford to have a security guard outside your house full time, but you can afford to ride down and get yourself, a 45 or some kind of handgun and protect your family, you should be able to go into that store, buy it that day, and take it home. I mean, you can do it with a shotgun. Why can't you do it with a handgun? Everything is so goddamn overregulated in this country. Jonathan in Montclair, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing today?
All right, what's up with you?
Basically, I think you're right on the money with everything like the rest of your callers said. And also about what you were just talking about with the gun regulations.
Right.
I'm from Michigan, where like basically you go down, there's no problem to get a CCW to carry your gun on you. But
wait a minute, but you can just get it without having to show proof that you're being threatened or anything?
No, you don't have to show no proof. All you need to do is show your driver's license. They do a little check, and you have to take a gun safety, and that's it. And when I move, like.
And that's a concealed weapons permit?
Yes, sir. As long as you don't have a felony, sir, you're good.
And did you apply for one?
I have one from Michigan, but I moved out here, and I went to go apply for mine out here, and they're like, oh, you have to prove that your life's been threatened, and they're like, you have to do this, you got to do that, all this other crap. I'm like,
yeah,
come on.
Get it.
And I'm in the service. I'm in the National Guard right now.
Right.
I spent 4 years on active duty, and I just don't feel right without a piece on me, period. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like I'm going to go rob the local 7-Eleven or anything, but just for the fact if someone pulls a gun on me or something happens, I like to have that protection.
Right,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? And listen, if you're about to be killed in the next 10 seconds, and the cops are 2 minutes away, what good does it do to dial 911?
None at all.
Yeah, you're gonna be dead anyway.
Exactly, yeah. And that's just one of many complaints I have. And I think also it's almost state to state basis on a lot of the stuff you're talking about. Everything you're talking about, I know from here.
Right.
But overall, like, the job economy and everything just sucks out here. And, like, in the United States, period.
Right.
I love this country. I would lay my life down for this country. But it's just like, come on. Where has it all went? Like, when I was growing up in Detroit,
right.
All you need is a high school diploma. You go work for the big three and make a decent living for your family. Now, it's like, when I got out of the service, I had to fight to get a $6 an hour job.
It's unreal.
With a high school diploma and honorable discharge.
And hey, wait, but you said you're over in Iraq?
No, I was on active duty for 4 years, sir.
Right. What years?
From 2000 to 2004, sir.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you know, again, I can't tell you how much everybody listens right now. You know, honors the commitment you made for this country, man.
To me, it's not a big deal. Like,
that's a big deal for us, though.
I feel good that I serve my country.
Hey, John,
let me
ask you. I think you guys are the biggest balls, and we're all pussies who live here. Anybody who goes over and fights for this country just to get through training camp is a big deal. But have you ever heard of a town called Kennesaw, Georgia?
I believe, yes, sir.
Kennesaw, Georgia is a small town outside of Atlanta, and they've had 25 years of murder-free. Right, it's been a murder-free run for 25 years.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? It's one of the very few towns, if not the only town, in all of the United States where it's mandatory that you have to have a gun.
Exactly.
You cannot live in Kennesaw, Georgia, without having a gun in your name and in your house.
Exactly, because the way I feel is if they know you have a gun,
right,
they're not going to mess with you, because 9 out of 10 criminals, if they point a gun at you and you point a gun back at them,
right,
they're going to piss their pants.
Absolutely.
It's only like one-tenth of them actually have enough balls to do something. But that's a big percentage where
exactly
it's like,
right, young man.
sir.
All right, well, yeah, thank you for calling, Jonathan.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care of yourself. Look at that. Yes, sir. No, sir. Bunch of, you guys should all be in that army, man. You know how to respect people. Mike and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I got a place where the next move is.
What's the next move for us all?
The next place is in the Middle East. It might be a surprise. It's called Dubai.
Can you smoke there and drink there and gamble there?
Well, that's the only downside.
Yeah.
But
I'm not interested, Mike. Thanks for phoning. Got to move to Mexico, gang. And I think that is the next move. The climate's about the same. Taxes are probably much lower. That dollar really goes a long way in Mexico. You know, stash away your $100,000 or your $150,000 and go down to Mexico and enjoy yourself. F all these laws and these regulations. Lance in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thanks.
Hey.
Hey, listen, you know, I just wanted to make a comment on how, just supporting what you were saying earlier, how it's always just a few a-holes, just a few, that ruin it for everybody.
Right, and then we keep allowing these things to happen. I mean, we keep voting for these regulations and laws and keep putting these people in you know, in Sacramento that are destroying us. They're strangling us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, even take something like public assistance, like welfare and, you know, aid and different programs and stuff like that. Even like bums coming up to you on the street. I mean, it's always just a few people that ruin it for everybody across the board. Because, you know, I mean, I think that there's some people that are really down on their luck.
Yeah.
And they could use, you know, I mean, they've been dealt a bad hand. Disaster has struck. People have died. They've
right.
gotten sick. They've gotten cancer. But, you know, it's the people who really need it can't get the aid. And then it's the other people who are all cracked out on meth that spend, you know, their food stamps into turn it into money to get more stuff. You can't take the welfare away from them.
I understand, man. I mean, there's a lot of people that really need it. And, you know, those guys are destroying the system. The guys are abusing that. And you see it all the time. Frankie in the Valley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Oh, my God. Frankie Valley?
Hey, Frankie Renzulli, man. What's up with you?
Hey, pal.
Hey.
Oh, I'm just enjoying.
I'm moving
the
to Mexico.
Show.
You want to go?
No. You see, you said that thing earlier. First of all, I want to know one thing. Do you miss the freedoms of the 70s, or is it the hair? I mean, let's be honest, Timmy.
Yeah, maybe I'm displacing my anger.
Yeah, that's right.
But you weren't out here in the 70s. You have no idea what it was like. But you were in Boston, but you sort of do. I guess even, you know, back in Boston.
You where, could feed your kid lead paint.
They I know, care. But they didn't care. But you also saw a lot more kids playing in the street back
then. Oh, absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
We all did. You played stick ball or street ball or, you know, football in the street. And then a car comes by, you scatter, and then you start playing again. You never see that anymore.
Every house here is like Boo Radley, you know. Nobody, everybody's afraid of that. You know, everybody next door is either a pedophile or, you know, don't let them in your house. And
did you, speaking of that, did you see that MySpace kicked 90,000 sex offenders off of their website?
Really? I bet they were all from out here.
Yeah, they all lived within two blocks of you, I think.
Jesus Christ.
But Jesus Christ, I mean, you know, that's a lot of people. They may not have caught all of them.
Yeah.
But 90,000, MySpace turns over 90,000 names of registered sex offenders.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what you're still doing on the phone. How'd you get at it?
I don't register. Listen, let me ask you a quick question. When I was listening, you had that young guy on there, you know, the soldier.
Right.
And you said, a couple people you're talking to, you say, oh, you're about my age. And another thing about being our age, I mean, I'm still in that
right.
zone with you.
Right.
Where I missed the Vietnam War. In other words, I don't mean I missed it in a...
You want it back?
No. No, not in a nostalgic sense.
Oh, I see, right.
But I mean, you know, of age. You know,
right.
We never suited up. You know, our era, there was not the pressure to suit up.
Right.
You know, and...
Yeah, but you know what? That's one of the reasons why... But that's one of the reasons why, you know, because they feel guilty that they didn't suit up, that then now they have to regulate everybody and show them they got big balls by not allowing us to smoke anywhere.
You're obsessed. Why do... But...
Timmy, the thing that kills me is that I don't acknowledge the rules. I still light up. I still, jaywalk. I don't, let them do what they're going to do. But I wanted to ask you this,
yeah,
though.
Go ahead.
This is my question. What kind of soldier would you have made? I mean, with these rules and regulations, I got a feeling they got them in the Army, too, And I think a little bit more.
Right.
So if we can't deal with, because I know myself, I always said it, don't give me any secrets. Don't tell me any names. Right. Yeah. I am giving them all up.
It'll squeal.
Yeah, the minute I get caught.
But, I know the restaurant you go to in the Valley. Can we give it a plug here? What's the name of that?
Robano's. Yeah.
Can you still smoke on the patio there?
Yeah, you sure can.
It's going away soon.
I know it's going away, but, I'll just ignore it. I just choose to ignore it,
Right.
Why not?
I know. And then, you get hassled for it, though. Have you gotten a cell phone ticket yet?
No.
But you're on
cell phone. Because I don't have that dexterity. I will kill 78 people if I talk on the cell phone and drive.
Right.
Because you have to keep in mind that when I'm driving, usually, I never leave my house.
Right.
Why go outside? There's people out there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well, you're right. You would kill 78 people because even when you're not on the phone, you're moving.
Yeah.
It's like talking to a pinball machine.
No, yeah, but not only that. When I'm driving, where am I driving to?
Yeah, just the Robano's.
Or Santa Anita.
Right.
Santa Anita. Now, when I go to Santa Anita, I got to take that special lane.
Oh, yeah, the diamond lane.
You're supposed to have more than one passenger.
Right.
Meaning yourself.
Yeah.
I ignore that sign.
I do, too.
I choose to ignore that sign. This is my civil disobedience. I choose to ignore that sign. To me, that's sort of a rush hour sign for bettors to get to the window.
Right.
So I'm smoking, drinking a cup of coffee, talking on a cell phone, driving in the in that lane. It's a dangerous thought.
Yeah, but the adrenaline keeps you going.
Yeah,
driving in the diamond lane is like having $2 on a blackjack hand, and you're dealt a 17.
Did I tell you what happened to me the other night with the old lady and the driving in the on the 101?
No,
it was late at night. Very unusual that I was out, and I'm stuck behind this woman, and she has her left blinker on, one of those things.
Right.
And every time I went to go around her, she cut me off. I mean, in an aggressive way.
Right.
And I said, this woman, I cannot believe what this woman's... I got so angry, I gunned it, and I pulled up next to her, and don't you know, my gun jammed. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Try the veal. Don't forget to tip the waitress on the way out.
All right, thanks, dude.
All right,
there he goes, everybody. Frankie Renzulli out in the Valley, a good friend of mine. And, we go out to the racetrack together. And, that's the one place, one of the few places, either Hollywood Park, Del Mar, or Santa Anita, where all the handicap spots are full. And they're not full with people who are handicapped. They're filled with gamblers. And they're just gambling that they're not going to get a ticket by the time they leave Santa Anita. And I did that a couple weeks ago, and I got a ticket. I got an effing ticket in the parking lot of Santa Anita. I mean, not only am I a loser inside the track, but I'm a loser when I get back to the car.
Jesus Christ.
It's unreal. All right, the United States, it's time to get on the Mayflower and pull up stakes here. I think it's Mexico. I think Mexico is the move. Hey, listen, we're all used to living in and around Southern California with this climate. It's the same climate in Mexico. And the same crew down there as well, but no regulations, or very few. You can do what you want, enjoy yourself. All right, United States, it's falling apart. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Is America starting to suck a little for you? Too much taxes? Too much work? Too much regulation? Prices are too high? Lose your house? Health insurance is through the roof? Working your ass off 5, 6, 7 days a week just to get by? And you can't enjoy anything anymore because these cops will pull your ass over and nail you. for something as stupid as talking on the cell phone. Too many regulations going on here. Let's talk to a Tim in Whittier. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on with you, dude?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, you know, trying to have a good time.
Good for you.
Hang out in the bad neighborhoods.
And
hang out with the thugs, and the rules don't apply anymore. They smoke cars, they do whatever the hell they want, and it's a blast.
Yeah, I should start doing that more often, huh?
Yeah, that's what I suggest. I enjoy it. The CD bars, the dive bars, those are where the good times are at still.
Yeah, I think you're right, dude. Get back into, areas of Los Angeles where they don't give a rat's ass about the law. You know, kids aren't riding around with helmets on, going into bars, you can smoke and drink. F it. Don't go into a bar and hear some idiot talking about global warming. Let's talk to a Scorpio and in the Inland Empire. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yo, Timoteo, what's good,
man? Hey,
baby?
What's up, Scorpio?
What's happening, man? Hey, you know what? My tío, he's 55 years old. He's 10 years older than you, man. And he's been saying this same old song since, like, the mid-80s. He said it started to suck. And I got the solution, baby. I got the solution for every man's problems out there that'll solve, like, 70% of the problems in this country and the crime and the drama and everything that goes on in the projects and everywhere that bad neighborhoods. Legalize prostitution. Because not every man has game and can go to the clubs and get his groove on and deal with these thieves when they act all snooty.
Right.
And able to get past that, you know what I mean? So when he strikes out, he goes and relieves himself, dude, because it's stupid, man. It's like, it's a bodily function. It's a normal thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like going to the bathroom, number one. Number two, that might as well be illegal, too. I can't go in a hotel.
It will be eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It might as well be illegal to you know, please myself. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
Like, that's basically what you're doing, man. You need to relieve that stress and tension, baby.
Well, you know, that's why it's nice to go to Las Vegas. Because Vegas doesn't have the rules that we have here in Los Angeles. I think that's what keeps it interesting to go there every once in a while. You can walk around, smoke a cigarette inside a casino, inside your hotel room, or most hotel rooms. You can drink, and then when you want to go from one hotel to another, you don't have to throw your drink away. You just take it and walk across the street with it. They sell liquor 24 hours a day. They sell cigarettes 24 hours a day. They don't take Sundays off. You know, if you're in Oregon or Washington on Sunday, trying to find yourself a bottle of vodka, can't find it. You can't buy it on Sunday in Oregon or Washington. And you can't buy it most days after 7 p.m. The state liquor stores in Oregon and Washington, or at least in Oregon, they close at 7 p.m. You can't buy a bottle of vodka after 7 p.m. The hell kind of law is that? Let's talk to George in West Covina. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing, Timmy?
All right, man.
This is the machine. It's good. I just want to say it's all these politicians making all these rules, and they don't even let nobody know about them.
Yeah. I mean, but we all, you know, we're stupid enough to keep voting for these guys.
Yeah, I know. Especially all these guys in jail getting 3 square meals a day, and we're out here hustling, trying to make ends meet, and they sit on their butts all day and get fed.
Yeah, and there's no real downside if you're an a-hole politician. Look at this guy who is the governor of the state of Illinois, right? Blagojevich. He tried to sell, or allegedly tried to sell President Obama's Senate seat. Once Barack Obama became president, he tried to sell to the highest bidder the Senate seat from the state of Illinois because the governor gets to appoint it. Well, he was just thrown out of office by a vote of 59-0. 59 politicians in the state Senate in Illinois threw out a Democrat. It's worth repeating. 59 senators in the state of Illinois threw a Democrat out of the governor's office. 59-0. Right? So they all know, they don't think he's done something wrong. They all know he's done something wrong. So what happens to this guy? He's on Letterman tonight. He's on David Letterman's show tonight.
Jesus Christ.
It's unreal. How we keep, these guys, you know, who fail and cheat and steal. And all of a sudden they're on Larry King and sitting there with David Letterman. Probably make a tell-all book and make tons of money. No downside to being, a lunatic in this country. The downside is for the people who, have decent jobs and try to put their kids through school and stay out of jail. Those are the real criminals in this country. And that's how you're treated, too, like a criminal. Let's talk to Paul in Whittier. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Conway. How you doing?
Hey, all right, dude.
What irritates me is that years ago when I got my license, they had the policy of 1-800-CUT-SMOG. When you see a vehicle that's doing a lot of pollution, you get down their license plate.
Right.
And then call up the smog company, and it was like a $25 million policy that the government ordered for. If you see a vehicle with a lot of smog, and nowadays with the cell phone deal, I'm driving my vehicle. I have my Bluetooth. I have my earpiece on, and I look in left and right, and I see a lot of people driving with their cell phones.
Right, I see it every day.
Every day. Don't you think they should have a policy that you could look at somebody that they're driving and get their license plate down?
Oh, I see. So like narc on them.
Nah, not narc on them, but, you know, there's so much money going into that. You know, I'm trying to protect myself, and I got these little, you know, teenagers cutting in front of me with their cell phones in their ears, and, you know, a lot of people driving in front of me.
Dude, I can't jump on this with you, Paul. I mean, I can't stand the fact that you can't talk on a cell phone and drive the car at the same time. You know, I can do it. Gina can do it. Randy can do it. But we can't do it now because of a-holes, you know, plow into somebody and kill a couple people. Let's talk to Joe in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. It says you live in Mexico?
Yeah. Well, see, I figured the solution is over there in Mexico, right? You get your legal prostitution. You can drink while you drive. As long as you got $20 on you. You know.
Wait a minute. So you live in Mexico, but you work in San Diego?
Yeah, I commute the border.
And how long does it take you to come across the border every day?
Well, see, once again, I found the solution. There's a lot of guys who sleep at the border trying to get across.
Right.
And I used to do that in a car until I saw a motorcycle pass me and I got envious, so I got a bike.
Oh, I see.
So with a motorcycle, you go between the cars and you're always next to mine.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It works really well.
Now, you can tell us what you can do in Mexico that you can't do in the United States.
Well, once again, if you got 20 bucks in your pocket, you know, and
you can do anything you want.
You roll through a stop, you know. Yes, officer, I will throw a stop. Here's $20. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Right. Can you actually have a beer in your hand?
I've done it.
You've done it. You've been pulled over?
Yeah. Like I said, man, $20 for what I'm doing with the cops.
And what about drinking and driving? Is that against the law?
It's against the law, but it's overlooked.
Again, you got $20. You can do it.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. What is a typical house sell for, like a 1,500 square home that you see in the San Fernando Valley? What can you pick one up?
Well, I live in about a 2,000 square foot home over there.
Right.
And it's fairly cool. It's not on the beach, but it's like two blocks away.
Right.
That one, I believe, I don't know, maybe it's going for $100,000.
$100,000.
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
It's not for sale, but that's what they go for, you know what I'm saying?
Right, $100,000.
Yeah, you can pick up a vacant lot here for like $16,000 or $20,000. You know, a small one, like right, 20 by 20.
And build on it.
And build on it, yeah. It used to be that American citizens couldn't own, but I think now they can. They used to be able to lease for 100 years but not own.
Right.
But after 100 years, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but listen, a 100-year lease is good for me.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, thanks, Joe. You seem to have it all worked out. The guy lives in Mexico and works in San Diego. He can do whatever he wants. It's perfect. Mark and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, Tim?
All right, so America's starting to suck a little, huh?
Yeah, you know, what's the reasoning behind you can't be in a bar from 2 to 6 or you can't buy alcohol from 2 to 6?
It's ridiculous.
How did that even come about?
Well, especially in today's day and age where people are up between 2 and 6.
Yeah, I get off work, you know, between, you know, 2 and 4 a.m. If I want a brew, I can't get one.
Right. You know what? I wouldn't mind if they had, if the law was you can't drink between 2 and 6 p.m., but 2 to 6 a.m., them's prime drinking hours.
Yeah, I mean, I could even see closing the bars, but why can't I go to, like, a 7-Eleven?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, that's in Las Vegas, you can do that.
Extra tax money for California.
Yes, it's so stupid. I mean, you know, we're treated like children.
Yeah, I agree. It's just the same thing as everyone saying one or two people do something screwed up and then we all got to pay for it, you know, rather than just holding people responsible, you know, let people carry guns. If you do something stupid, hey, you're going to pay for it, you know?
Right. But, you know, the nice thing about being in Las Vegas is when you have, you know, when you're in Los Angeles and you say to yourself, oh, Christ almighty, it's 1 o'clock. They're going to call last call in about a half hour and I got to get these drinks down. You order like two or three drinks really fast to try to get your buzz going. In Vegas, you just pace yourself and you never look at the clock because they're never going to shut you down.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just, I don't even understand how, you know, why, you know, it's pretty arbitrary, 2 and 6. Why not, you know, midnight to, you know, well, even in the South, I lived in the South for a few years, no alcohol on Sundays at all. So if you're at a bar, Saturday, 12 midnight, that bar's closed.
Right.
You know, talk about insanity.
No, you're absolutely, it's crazy. All right, thanks for calling. Jason in Culver City, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, man, I got
to... And now, see, when you call the station, your phone number appears on the station. So when you call Gina, a fat C-word, then we have your number right on the screen.
I don't know if he intended this or not, but because I like a-holes, somebody has a new Valentine's Day date.
Oh, yeah. Like, for instance, the guy Nick in San Bernardino is calling us right now. Let me put Nick on the air. Nick, you're on the air?
Hey, what's going on?
Let me just prove something here for that last a-hole called. The first four numbers of your phone number are 9098. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when you call the station, idiots, and you call Gina a fat C, then we have your number.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, we can use it to irritate you like you would irritate us. So please. All right. So the United States, not so great anymore, huh?
Honestly, I don't really blame the United States. I blame the a-holes, so to speak, that make it that way.
Right.
Like, honestly, if you look at it, like, when you grew up in the 70s, it was real lenient, real laid back, right?
Right.
And now it's extremely strict. Well, if you look at it, they would basically put out a law, and it wouldn't be that strict of a law. But then you got morons that take advantage of it, so then they have to get stricter to counteract those idiots that are taking advantage of it.
Right. Like here's an example of how idiots have ruined some crap. Like, Nick, I'm talking to you right now live. But you're not going to hear this for another minute and 20 seconds on the air because the FCC won't let us say certain words on the air. I mean, we live in the United States of America. It's 2009, and I've got to say bucket and poop and pee I don't know what other words I can't say. But I can't use, you know, words that I use every day. I mean, it sounds unbelievable when, you know, you're trying to do a radio show. And you say to a guy, yeah, this guy, you know, took a poo. Sound like a child doing that.
Jesus Christ.
I heard Frank the other day from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And he was
talking. Kramer here.
Yeah, Frank Kramer here. And he was talking about how he goes to the bathroom every day. And while he plays chess while he goes to the bathroom. So he hears the beeping of the chessboard every time he makes a move or the computer makes a move. You know, it goes beep, 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 beep. And he was walking through Best Buy a couple weeks ago and heard that same noise and had to instantly go poo. But he had to use the term poo. You know? Can't use that S word around here.
Jesus Christ.
It's ridiculous what we can and can't do. All right, let's talk to Frank in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, my boy.
Hey.
Love your show always.
Thank you, sir. What do you got?
I had to go to Nevada to get the gun I wanted. They just don't sell it in California, and it's not an assault weapon.
What, is it an automatic?
It's a Derringer pistol. It's a 410 gauge or a 45 combo, but it fits in my back pocket. It's very small, but Derringers are illegal in California now.
So you had to go buy it in another state. And the state of California lost out on those tax dollars, and you still got your gun.
Yep, no problem.
How much was it?
$480.
Was there a two-week waiting period?
Yeah, no problem.
That's ridiculous as well, 2-week waiting period.
Yeah, especially if you kind of feel the need you want to protect yourself. Maybe.
I mean, you know, I know that murderers and rapists and guys are going to, you know, strong arm you and try to take your crap from you. They're not on a 2-week waiting period.
Not at all. And this one's nice and small. It fits in my back pocket. You can't even feel it. And I could unload off 410 shotgun shells with it.
Is that right? How many?
Yep.
How many are in the, you got six?
Five of either one.
Jesus. 45,
five of 45 or five of the 410.
And you carry it with you?
Everywhere. I love it. Now, I used to carry a Glock Model 29,
right.
The compact 10 milliliter.
Have you had to show it to anybody?
No, I've never had to take out my gun once. And I'm 38, and I've been carrying guns since I'm like 24.
Good for you.
There's, you know, and now I have a family. I'm even more adamant about carrying my gun.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want nothing to happen to my little girl either.
Yeah, you betcha. And, you know, the cops are not 2 seconds away. They could be 10 minutes away.
Yeah, exactly. And I've lived in Hollywood my whole effing life. And
yeah, Hollywood's tough.
Yeah, sometimes they don't even want to show up until the damage is done.
All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to give you Brian Wilson's That Lucky Old Son on DVD. More than 2.5 hours of live performances and other extras. Get it in stores now. And we're also going to, I guess that's it. That's the prize we'll give you. All right, John and Jeff are coming up next. We'll talk to them before they go on the air. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Conway Jr. Show.
Well, you're studding. You got a big wiener there, man.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, buddy, people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us are the two studs from the John and Jeff Show, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, man.
Tim.
How you doing, Tim?
What's going on with that big show tonight?
Imagine if your employer says, we'll give you $25,000 in cash to quit.
Wow.
What do you do?
It's happening a lot right now.
Yeah, these are like these buyouts a lot of these companies are offering employees, and General Motors apparently is said to be doing this to every employee that's working on the assembly line.
Is that right?
We'll give you $25,000 to go away, and if you don't take it, well,
there's no guarantee that you'll keep your job.
We just might lay you off.
what do you do? Yeah.
So it's the third shift question tonight.
Yeah, that's a great question. I wouldn't take it here, but I think, Randy, would you take $25,000 to get out of here?
That's a year's salary.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
I'd leave for a year's salary.
Well, that's a week's salary for
that'll buy a lot of Del Taco.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I'll buy him Del Taco for just the way home.
I love Del Taco.
Yeah, went to Del Taco last night. But that is interesting. How many people would do that? Would say, you know, for $25,000, I'm gone.
Basically, you're guaranteed $25,000, and then you got to find another job, or keep your job, get laid off, and then not have a job.
Right. But if you leave voluntarily, do you still get unemployment?
No.
You don't?
Because you leave voluntarily. You quit.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
But
you get $25,000 guaranteed.
Yeah, $25,000. That's a lot of money.
I take the money and go to Vegas and just be.
Yeah, double it.
Yeah, just get boozed up. Just go out and
enjoy
go down
yourself.
In flames.
But these are questions that, you know, people are getting at the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people are just trying to get people off the payroll.
That's a great deal for General Motors, too. I mean, if you spend $25,000 to get a guy off your books, they definitely do it.
Yeah.
All right, John and Jeff coming up immediately. I'll be on tomorrow right after Lycus. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
In this piece of audio, the news team investigates the latest smoking fad, the fire safe cigarette.
Here we go. As I'm choking. Oh.
Arms up.
I just had a pretzel.
God damn it.
All right, here we go.
KLSX HD. Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show morning. With Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1.